Hello, Tyler Bratton here. I hope everything is going well. Today was a difficult day in Canadian technology and Canadian business and startups and companies. Shopify announced that it's laying off 10% of its workforce, approximately 1,000 people. And there was sort of some quotes. There was a letter that came from the CEO, who's consistently been one of the top-rated CEOs, and not just Canada, but in the world, for how he has run this company, how he has built this company. And it was obviously a really difficult decision for them to make. And you know, one of the things that's really interesting that he talks about is just this idea of this bet that the pandemic had accelerated their leap ahead 5, possibly 10 years. They had seen this massive growth during the pandemic as small businesses and all types of businesses sort of transition to Shopify and selling, you know, selling online, Shopify being one of those incredible solutions. And they thought this was going to continue. And so they built their trajectory around that. They built their future around that. And then you can now see what is happening here in 2022. And so Tobias, you know, quite frankly said, this is a bet that I got wrong, that we got wrong, the leadership got wrong. And he shared this and then offered, you know, basically a nice severance package, 16 weeks plus an additional week for every year of tenure at Shopify. So a lot better than some of the severance packages that we've seen. Offering that to 1,000 people so that at least they have some time to process, to understand, you know, what's happened and then what they can do next in their careers. And again, I think generally Shopify continues to be a great company. It's getting hit by all of this, and it's tough to see this stock sort of plummet based again. Even if I refresh this, I'm not sure if we've seen 6 months, 5 days, 1 month, 1 year, and then 5 years. So, you know, definitely getting hammered by this news, and sort of just another signal to investors and technology that there may be challenges ahead. Now, again, some of this could be this idea of recession related sort of troubles ahead. Others could just be that this technology was adopted because of the needs of continuing commerce and selling in a pandemic situation where people could no longer go physically into stores. And then that's just a natural intuitive correction that was necessary to be made. But, you know, definitely a difficult day. And this is not you know, this is not just this sort of thing that's happened in this silo for people who are, I think, in tech, and especially me in Canada. I've always loved Shopify. I've connected with a lot of people throughout the years. I've had people and good friends who have worked at Shopify and made a great career out of it. And so it was hard. You know, I'm not going to scroll through my feed just because you probably don't really care about that. But I'm very consistently seeing posts from people who were not just sort of early in Shopify, maybe had been there for many years. And what they talk about here is that you know, there was people who were over specialized, there were duplicates, there were people who were not necessarily building products that were meaningful for customers. And I think that's okay when you're in this sort of boom, this bull economy where everyone thinks they're trending up and everyone thinks the fun and games doesn't end. And then once that realization sits in, you know, you have to make a change, you have to make an adjustment. I think they've been, you know, relatively seems methodical with this process. And this is not just like isolated to them making the wrong bet and investing maybe in the wrong or over-investing in employees or whatever it is. This is a trend among many tech companies right now who are continuing to see, you know, where we're continuing to see layoffs, where we're continuing to see problems. And I think this is really fascinating because it opens up one thing, which is 1,000 employees. A lot of them, I mean, Shopify's been very remote, but from what I'm seeing, there's a lot of people who are here in Toronto who are now, maybe they're taking a little bit of a break, but searching for jobs. So I think the talent competition in Toronto just got a little interesting. And And one of the things was that Shopify, you know, paid very well for their roles. And it was actually a difficult thing for other startups to compete with Shopify. It was such a great company with such a good brand. And now these people are looking into other companies, looking for something excited, looking to work with great people. And I just wonder where this lands them after, especially after this expected pay. Do people realize the situation they're in and take less? Do those companies have to go up? Does the market allow that? Does sort of the uncertain economy allow that? There's a lot of questions that I think emerge in these sort of macro trends and macro things that are taking place in the world right now. So, you know, they had 10,000 employees at the end of 2021, twice the amount they had before the pandemic. And they're now cutting 1,000. They were affected today. Most of it's being recruited support and sales. I've got a couple links up here, CBC, a couple things. And again, this is, you know, a common theme: hiring spree, it grinds to a halt. This is happening with many companies. I did see one piece about Amazon just continuing to continue their hiring. And obviously they know something or have something that we don't even know. I think, you know, maybe in an undercurrent, there are some changes being made, but they're taking advantage of it. And people who worked at Shopify, those are a lot of talented, smart people with great experience, with great brand resume. And now they're looking for some jobs they should be able to excel in, and I hope they excel in, and I hope they find some place to land where they do get to do meaningful work and get to continue to build their skill set. And over again, I had heard from people who had worked at Shopify how great of an experience was, how much they've learned, how much flexibility they had been given, and just overall sad day again sort of for Canadian tech. So I don't think I have too much more to offer here. I always talk about topics every single day, and sometimes sometimes I'm just talking about things that I'm thinking about, things that I'm excited about. And then other days, something like this emerges where it's just like hard not to talk about it. This was just news, obviously, across websites and TechCrunch and all this stuff, but then just felt personally impacted by seeing people that I know, people that I've been connected with on LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. And so I hope all of you who have been affected by this layoff, you land nicely on your feet after all this. You've obviously done some incredible work, and you bring that skill set, you bring that knowledge, you bring that expertise, you bring those relationships into your next chapter. And I hope that Shopify can figure this out. They're still an incredible company. They still have this wonderful technology infrastructure that I know, companies that I'm talking to want to use. And so I hope that they can navigate through this time, in a time that a lot of people are trying to figure out the best way to adapt, the best way to navigate. And sometimes we make bad predictions. Sometimes we get caught up in the moment and we follow that. And we also just want to be optimistic. We hope that the good continues. And there's the saying of, what goes up must come down. I think we're all feeling a little bit of that right now. And I think in the end, these maybe difficult experiences are just lessons that help us become even smarter, more adaptable, more resilient. And I hope that anyone involved in this and anyone involved in everything going on right now can take that as we continue to move forward in the world that we're living in. So I'm Tyler Brad. Thank you so much for checking this out. I try to do a video, sort of a video a day, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes. Try to max it out at 15. If you like this, shoot me a message, like, comment, subscribe. If you have any thoughts for content you'd love to see, please feel encouraged to send me a note. I always love hearing from you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. And thank you so much for checking this out. Bye-bye.